Hello?
Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak to Michael, please?
Who's this?
This is Joshua again, sir.
This is
From
regarding what?
what I just mentioned, from our
Okay.
opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied
Okay.
Craft Workers. That's yeah, I repeat myself. Yeah, did you hear that again? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
And again, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I said, I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Michael?
Yeah, this is him. Go ahead, sir.
Right, Michael Dunka. To start,
that's correct.
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus years?
The first one.
0 to 2 years.
Because we just started migrating our company from to the union.
Right. And what is your the actual question actually indicates how many years have you worked in the masonry industry in general?
I'm not in the masonry department, but we're on the bricklayers or the tiles.
As well for just 0 to 2 years, right?
That's correct.
Right, thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? PCC restoration, refractory bricklayer, stone mason, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, cement mason, plaster, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile setter?
Tile and marble finisher.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level, mechanic, foreman?
I'm on the level 4 finisher, so one more, I'll be a journeyman. Yep.
Oh,
correct.
Okay, you are about to be a journey, but you're still a finisher, right, in the last level. Thank you for your opinion. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes. Right now, no. I'm on a regular job, regular project.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 21 plus weeks?
0 weeks.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It's just like the same as last year,
okay.
But from my analogy of the trend, going on the winter season, that's where the project try to slow down.
Correct. So your last answer would be, or your final answer would be, fewer construction projects, right?
From October to December, but it is on a normal basis, based from what I experienced from last year. Almost the same. That's what I could say.
Almost the same. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I could say more right now.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
To be honest, I don't have any idea. From my experience, not all of the companies are under union. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Correct. But the question was, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Would that be a yes or a no?
No. I could say no.
Right. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes, there is.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Thank you. Yes, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
The last one that I had, it's a private.
Okay, thank you very much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Oh, geez. I hope it could be more, but I think it will be the same experiencing the currently, the problem that we're experiencing right now, inflation and something. I will stick kind of on the same opportunity probably.
The same as now, right?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
The same.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns?
I could say the people who's not responsible enough doing their job.
Careless people on the job, right? Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yeah.
And did you attend on that meeting in person or online?
I did in person and online.
Thank you so much. Online. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Political
what kind of activity are you referring to?
The first one is picketing, right? A form of protest.
Oh.
Yes or
okay.
No? Have you participated in any kind of picketing?
No, no, no.
How about in political canvassing?
Nope.
Union organizing?
Nope.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never? Occasionally or regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the items. Friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, radio, local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspapers. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. Which will be the number 1 in your rank?
Number 1's being the highest?
Yes.
Okay, 1 is we do receive a daily newsletter every month.
print or online newspaper. Thank you. How about the next one after that?
Sorry, I didn't catch up all the choices. But after that one, probably internet.
Okay, the internet or social media is number two. Now, how about the next one? Friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news programming, or cable news?
Third one will be friends and neighbors, co-workers, and then radio, I tell them, so that will be the last one. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth one will be the remaining choices.
The local TV news programming, and probably 5-1 cable news, and radio being the last one on the rank, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, support for labor unions, foreign policy, immigration, healthcare, education, jobs in the economy, or something else?
Jobs in the economy.
Thank you very much. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, apparently I haven't. Unfortunately, I haven't seen one.
Nowhere. Okay, thank you for your opinion. Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
It is very important for me, but it's kind of conflicting for the workers, because you know why? If you're under a union, there are some circumstances that, let's say, if you do have a project, aside from the union job, let's say a prevailing wage job, they considered you, under the union rate, because whatever benefits that you're getting, it should be classified as a union worker. You
Definitely.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally understand. You would say still it's very important, right? Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
For this one, I think I would rather keep my thoughts within myself, sir. Because I don't know,
okay.
You know, probably...
Sure.
Democrat, probably Republican, we never know.
Definitely, sir. That's also a valid option, no worries. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I don't have any idea, sir.
Okay. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done pretty much on his job as president overall? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And how about his job on the economy? Same options.
Same.
Strongly approve? And how about
yes,
his job on foreign affairs?
Foreign affairs, it will be the same. Strongly approved.
Okay, thank you. How about his job on healthcare?
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. His job on support for labor unions?
It's the same.
It's the same. Strongly approved. Thank you. And how about his job on immigration?
It's the same, sir.
Thank you. We are 70% complete, almost done. We will just need a few more minutes of your time. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
50-50.
50-50, you would say somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Correct. Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, then. That's correct.
Only, but it should be only one, actually, one option, yeah. Let's
is there any option
neither.
In the middle?
Yeah, neither
neither.
Approve nor disapprove, right?
That's correct.
Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Definitely, sir.
Right. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Per, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Per, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Probably I could say good.
Okay. Now, in your own words, in a summarized sentence, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
First and foremost, I guess try to reach out with the members. Like, I know it's kind of hard, it's going to be kind of tough, but especially for those people who are in, who doesn't have a mother company, like reaching them.
Sorry, what
does
that mean? In this case, how could you think the union best improve? How could they? The
yeah, by
best by improve?
Reaching out to their members. By reaching to their members.
Can you explain a little bit more? What do you mean with that, sir?
It's like in having an extra hand to know what's happening with their members, like if they're currently employed or not. I know it is are also responsible for them to know or to tell them that, hey, you guys, I'm currently off right now or lay off right now, just to give us a sufficient update.
In a sentence, sir.
In a sentence, let's say, give more opportunities for their members.
What is the subject for the sentence?
Labor. Job. Work.
Would it be under your first perspective as a first person? I think, like something like that, I think they should. What would you say?
Yeah, I think they should. Cater more enough jobs for the members of the union. That's
I couldn't
it.
Understand that last part. I think they should what?
Cater more jobs or opportunity for their members to
gather
work.
More
to have
jobs,
it work.
Is that right?
Correct.
And what else?
That's it.
I didn't get the entire sentence, sir.
Okay, let me repeat.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So in that case, I think they could improve by reaching out to their members. I think they should gather more jobs. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, let's move on to the next one, which says, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing in the union should be working on?
Healthcare, I guess.
Okay, I guess healthcare. Can you give us a little bit more detail, open-ended, verbatim response?
Because what's happening is there are certain circumstances for you to be qualified for healthcare, like for your benefits. Like you need to meet a number of hours, right? So it should be... the healthcare should be once you, for me, I think once you're a union member, you should be automatically qualified for the benefits. Hello?
Definitely. I'm taking note of your answer. Thank you so very much for that. I guess healthcare, I think there are certain circumstances to qualify for some benefits. For me, I think once you are a union member, you should be automatically qualified for the benefits. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text, SMS, email, job site, union meetings.
Text or email will do.
One of the what would be your final choice? Just one of them, please.
Text.
Thank you very much. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are more important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Four or more times a year.
Thank you so much. And, of course, we are 90% complete, almost done with the survey. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Not at all. Not a Democrat or not a Republican.
Would you say other or independent?
Yes, sir. It depends.
Independent, I said. So you would say other?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
It depends.
Okay. Would you say neither / independent?
Correct.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American? Asian American?
Asian.
You are an Asian American / Pacific
correct.
Islander, correct?
Correct.
Thank you very much. And finally, but certainly not least important, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Michael.
Thank you very much, Michael. This concludes our survey. I appreciate and thank you for so much for your participation, okay?
No worries. Have a good one.
Have a good one as well, sir. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Pacific Islander. Yes. You are the same as Hawaiian. El zapato se me quedó trabado. Puta, qué feo.